Before I close out, let me read you a little something. Let me read you just a little something. We talk about the resurrection of Christ. What we fail to realize is that in all that, he came to resurrect us. Not just to revive us, but to resurrect us. Resurrection means to quicken, to make alive, to bring to a fullness. And that's what resurrection is. If you look at your Bibles in the book of John in the 11th chapter, they were mad at Jesus because he didn't get there in time to save Lazarus. But you have to understand something. Everything has a purpose and a reason and a season and an intent for everything. Everything that you go through in your life, there's a purpose. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it, there is a reason for it. But if you keep your eyes fastened on Jesus, you'll find out that the reason is in Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I know you read the story many times where the sister said if you had have been here, he wouldn't have died. That's a possibility that may be true. But that doesn't have anything to do with what Jesus said. In the 24th verse, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, baby girl, I am the resurrection. What is he saying? You don't have to wait to die to be resurrected. You got issues in your life, you can be resurrected from them. You got troubles in your life, you can be resurrected from them. You have heartaches, you can be resurrected from them. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whatever it is that you have need of, Jesus is it. All you got to do is learn to call upon his name with faith. You just can't call upon his name just to be called. You got to call upon his name, and it's got to be mingled in faith. Because it's the faith that touches the heart of God. And when you touch the heart of God with faith, then God will come to your rescue and do that which you need him to do. Hey, you're like, well, he didn't get here when we wanted him to get here. Now Lazarus laying in the grave and he's stinking and he all that stuff. Lord, if you'd have got here, I wouldn't have lost my home. I wouldn't have lost my car. I wouldn't have lost my loved one. I wouldn't have lost this. I wouldn't have lost that. But he was there all the time. Because there was a reason for what happened. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And not only am I the resurrection, meaning not only do I have power to quicken and to make alive, I am your life. If you let me, I'll be your life. I'll take that life of discouragement and turn it into encouragement. I'll take that life of doubt and turn it into faith. I'll take that life of sickness and turn it into health. I'll take that life of bondage in your mind and turn it into peace. Because I have the ability to quicken you and to give you the life that you have need of. So as we jump all the way over, Jesus therefore was groaning within himself to the grave. Reason he was groaning to himself to the grave because there was so much negativity around him. There are times in your life when folks around you are nothing but negative. You can't do this and you can't do that. That ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work. How do they know? It ain't like they tried it to see if it worked or not. Sometimes you have to close your ears and guard your heart with all diligence. Whatever God has spoke to you, if you stand on that promise, then God will bring it to pass. You can't allow negative people and negative thoughts to enter into your thoughts or into your heart because it will separate you from the promises that God has made for you. Hallelujah. Jesus groaning in himself coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Amen. Remember, it says it was a cave. meaning it was natural, and the stone lay upon it, meaning that no man could move it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead for 4 days. Baby, it's a whole lot of our stuff to stink. We got a whole lot of situations in our lives that's just absolute stink. Every time you think about it, you can smell it. And it wears you down, the smell of the discouragement, the smell of the hatred and the envy, the smell of the jealousy, the smell of the persecution and the affliction, the smell of the no finances, just the smell of it makes you sick to your stomach. Makes you cry out to God, Father, where are you? Just a stink, the smell of not having that which God promised you. The smell of it. He stinketh. He's been dead for 4 days. But we know what the number four is. Anytime four manifests itself in your life, you better believe whatever it is you're going through, you are about to receive a creative miracle. I get excited, Sister Norma, because God has the ability, the resurrection power of God has the ability, Elder Tim, to recreate that which I have need of. If I need healing, he can create it. If I need finances, he can create it. If I need deliverance, he can create it. If I need peace, he can create it. You got to start calling up on the name of the Lord, believing that that which you ask for shall come to pass. Don't get discouraged because it didn't happen yesterday. Don't get discouraged because it ain't going on right now. You have to see these things by faith, and you have to stand on that which you've been promised. Yeah, he stinketh. Yeah, I know he's been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? See, it's based upon your faith, not mine. It's your faith. It's your faith that produces that which you have need of in your life. I don't know who told you that when you got saved, this thing was going to be easy, but they lied to you. They told you a big bald-faced lie. Baby, when you get saved, everything just goes so smooth and so easy. The moment you give your heart and life to God, it seems like the bottom drops out and hell is on top of you. But the word of God says, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world, and that no weapon formed against you can prosper. And God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? So it ain't like he hasn't made provisions for us, amen? He's made provisions. Let me close. Then they took away the stone from his place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. How many know that you can thank God that he heard you? Be real now. Don't just be saying it to be saying it. I know you ask God to bless you financially. You ain't got it yet. You still think God heard you? You ask God to heal you in your body. You ain't got healed yet. Do you still think God heard you? You ask God to move some things out of your life. They haven't moved yet. Do you still think God moved them? You think he heard you? That's the faith you got to stand up on, because that's the faith that's going to move mountains. Hallelujah. Jesus said, lifted up his eyes, said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, get up. Paraphrasing. And he that was dead came forth. Lord, have mercy. Lazarus, get up off them lazy bones. Lazarus, get up off that trial. Lazarus, get up off that sickness. Lazarus, get up off that financial deficit. Lazarus, get up off that no peace. The Bible says, and Lazarus got up. Because you can obey no greater God than God. Because he is what? The resurrector. So whatever it is you're going through in your life, if you call upon him with having faith, believing that God is what he said he is, you can call those things that are not. Y'all don't hear me this morning. So stop looking defeated, stop living defeated, stop acting defeated, and start walking with victory, looking with victory, talking with victory, and living with victory, because the victory is already in you. I thank God, Brother Tony, that he is the resurrection and the life. Lazarus got to hopping up those stairs. He jumped up those stairs. And when he got up to the top of the stairs, they took them grave clothes off of him. The man had been dead for 4 days. The man stunk. The man was tied up. But I got news for you. When he got through hopping, when they got through taking the grave clothes off of him, when they got through, he was delivered. Why? Because you'd have to understand something. Why? Before he died, he had the same faith that Jesus was going to save him. He died in faith, and now he's rising in faith. Why? Because creative miracles. You can't stop God from using the stuff that he uses. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for what God has for me today. I'm ready to get my blessing. I'm ready to receive my deliverance. I'm ready to receive my healing. I'm ready to receive my peace. I'm ready to receive my financial blessing. It's time. Hallelujah. Everybody stand to your feet. Run around here giving the devil so much pleasure. Forget that fool. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord hath made. What day is that? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Well, come on and rejoice. Because he gave his life, we'll never be the same again. Because he gave his life, we never have to be without again. Because he gave his life, we can have fullness of joy all the time. Because he gave his life, we now have the ability to speak to our own self and walk in the very ability that God has given us. Because he gave his life, we now have that life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Oh, my God. Lord God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me, saints. I don't care what your problem is. It can't keep you down. Ain't no grave can hold you down. Ain't no hole can hold you down. Ain't no cave can hold you down. Because your God is greater than your circumstance. Your God is greater than your circumstance. Your God is greater than your situation. Your God is greater than your trial. Your God is greater than tribulation. Your God is greater than your sickness. Your God is greater than your deficit. All you got to do is when you call upon the name of Jesus, believe that you have. Believe that you shall see. Believe that you shall receive that which you call out for. You might as well start calling out for some stuff and believe in God for it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! This is Resurrection Sunday. This is Easter. You know what we're finna do? We're finna give God a hallelujah praise at the top of our voice. When you get through yelling, when you get through screaming, you're gonna feel a release in your spirit. You're gonna feel freedom in your soul. You're gonna feel freedom in your heart. You're gonna feel different than you felt when you came here. You're gonna know that you've been touched by the very power and by the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We
can go to anybody's church and just sit and do nothing. We can go to anybody's church and just go to sleep. But we come to church to enjoy God. We come to church to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to church to call upon his name. We come to church to encourage each other. We come to church to let each other know that I've been going through hell, but I made it. I've been going through trouble, but I made it. I got sickness, but I'm making it. I got trouble on every side, but I'm making it. Why? Because my God who is in me is greater than every problem. My God said, if I would call upon his name, that he would answer my prayer. I got news for you. It's time to accept that which God has given you. It's time to shout yourself out and shout yourself back in to the victories of God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever trial, whatever situation, whatever pain or agony or distresses that are on you, that got you bound, keeping you awake at night, got you sore in your bodies because of the stress that you're under, because of the things that are happening around you, things in your home, things on your job, it's time to praise ourselves so that these things no longer have the ability or power over us, because God called us, God chose us, he accepted us, he purposed us. We might as well walk like the greatness that God has called us into. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to count to three. When I get to three, I want you to yell at the top of your lungs, whatever it is that's got you bound, I want you to turn it loose. Whatever it is that's got you sick, I want you to turn it loose. Whatever it is that got you downtrodden, I want you to turn it loose. Whatever it is that got you discouraged, I want you to turn it loose. Whatever it is that's got you all stressed out, I want you to turn it loose. Whatever it is that's got your finances bound, I want you to turn it loose. Only you can turn it loose this day. Hallelujah. 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 It's good to see you. You told me one day you'd make it in. I appreciate that very much. God, you're going to bless that young man. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. How many ready? How many ready? I want you to get your shout on. How many ready? You may be laid back and you don't shout. You may be laid back and you don't move, but you ought to try to do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to leave here what you came in with. Some of y'all came in here with pains, with pressures, with distresses, with discouragements, with hurts, with angers. You need to leave that mess here. Let it stay here. God will take care of it if you leave it here. But if you take it out with you, it's going to be bad the twinkling time. It's going to be worse than it's ever been. But I got news for you. My God told me that if you do what he asked you to do, you can leave that mess here. That mess will float around and these vents will suck it up and we'll send it back when it's okay. Hallelujah. One. Yeah. Two. Get ready to let it go. Three. Some of y'all got too much humility, too humble to do it. But I got news for you. If you let go and let God, you'll see something happen in your life. You'll feel the very power and the presence of God move for you. Hallelujah. We're going to do it one more time. This is your last chance to let go of some of that mess that's got you sick, that's got you bound, that's got you troubled, that's got you anxious, that's got you stressed out. Hallelujah. What? Hey, my shaka, come on, my whole shaka. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, three, now. Hey, hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you, we adore you. Ah, you may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, look, Lord. Look to Jesus.